on 91.9 CFM. It's Ellie and Taz's
Generation
Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade Maroochydore.
The fourth and final episode of our BFT Generation Transformation.
They said
podcast.
We couldn't do it.
Oh, did they?
Those haters, they said we couldn't do it. Well, here we are, haters, all right? Episode 4 of this beast.
Now, if you're new to the podcast, basically what we've been doing is following 3 lovely ladies, one from Gen X, one from Gen Y, and one from Gen Z, as they complete an 8-week challenge at BFT Maroochydore. Mm. We've completed it. The 8 weeks are done and dusted, and our 3 contestants join us now. Hello, Trudy. Ooh.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Sarah.
Trudy,
and hello,
into the mic.
Hello.
I'll be here.
There she is.
Now, where do we start? First things first, how do we feel? You're done with the 8-week challenge. Tian, what are your thoughts?
Thank God.
Thank God.
Sarah, and that was the podcast. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Sarah, do you feel a similar way?
Feeling a little bit that way too.
Yeah? Yeah, what about you, Trudes?
Yeah, it's tired. I think we all are, but we know it's not finished.
It's not. It's only just beginning.
It's only just begun.
Well, all 3 of you put in such a massive effort. Barely missed a class between the 3 of you. And I don't know what your results are. We may go into that as this podcast goes on. But you're looking fantastic. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah?
It's changed my life. I'm
really?
Doing things in there that I didn't think my body would ever do again.
Really?
But it is. It's skipping and it's running and it's...
You registered for the comp and you said, look, I've been relatively healthy my whole life, maybe a couple of years. I've sort of fallen off the bandwagon a bit. You wanted to sort of reverse time. Do you feel like you've ticked all those boxes?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And the longer I go,
yeah,
the better I'll be.
Love it.
Truths, how's it affected your everyday life? You just said before that there's things in the gym that you didn't think you could do. Have you noticed that in your outside life? You know, you're able to
definitely.
Pick up things you couldn't.
I've got people saying that I'm walking differently.
Really?
That it's not just the way I look, but it's the way I'm holding myself again. And yeah, it definitely is when you've got that core strength.
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody parked. Somebody parked Trudy in the other day. She just picked the car up and moved it.
I did. One hand.
Yeah, tried doing that 8 weeks ago.
What about you, Tian? Noticed anything differently in your day-to-day life?
Not so much day-to-day, but like when being in the gym and that, noticing the improvements from being able to lift only, you know, 5 kilo either side to going 20 kilos either side. Like it was just kind of... a thing in my brain, like, oh yeah, you can do this. You can actually, you know, progress and do it that way. So, no, that was pretty cool to see those progressions throughout the 8 weeks.
And how's your headspace after the 8 weeks too? You know, you might have started off. Are you less cloudy now, or what's going on there?
Headspace is definitely better. Especially nutrition wise.
Yeah.
I took a lot of the meal plan and kind of saved it in a little folder on my phone, so I can go back and kind of keep that going, which has been really good. So,
yeah, cool.
Now, Sarah, the challenge champion, that's how we met you. We knew from your registration that you've won a few challenges in the past. How does the BFT 8-week challenge compare to other ones that you've done?
Oh, just as good as any other, I reckon.
Yep.
Yep. Having these girls beside me to motivate me to get the job done also has been motivating.
I know there was a little bit of internal competition between the 3 of you because there was a leaderboard, right?
Sure yes.
Was. Oh,
between
two? Okay, maybe between these two, Trudy.
It might have been between this pair. But look, give me another week and I would have.
Yeah, you started
I would have
a week
blitzed late. That pair.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would have been gone.
So
Trudy
who?
Was drinking mimosas on a beach somewhere for the first week. Went, I'll just give the others a head start.
I did. Dance, I did. Yep. And they needed it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So who came out on top in
Dion
the end?
Did.
Did you?
By one place.
One place?
Yeah.
Stop. Where was that in the grand scheme of things with all the challenges?
I was 5th, Sarah was 6th.
Wow. Whoa, as if there were people who were working harder than you guys.
I know, right?
Trudy's like, what about me?
Pick me,
where'd
me.
You, where'd you finish?
I was 15.
Yeah, you were.
Amazing for me, I thought.
So that leaderboard was based on just how many classes you'd been to, was it? Or
yeah, I think it was a medal.
Medal base.
Oh.
So the PXI through your session, you had to hit a certain, I think, certain number, and then you got the gold medal or silver or bronze.
Right. Okay.
I'm blaming some of the trainers for mine.
Yeah. Do you know what? I did witness one day they didn't tell you to take your heart rate monitor off in time.
Yeah, I got a few silvers because of that. So.
Wow. All right. We'll have a word to the trainers.
I already did it.
You did.
She did, obviously.
Now, let's talk body scans. You obviously don't have to share any information that you don't want to share. But were you happy with your body scans? We'll start with you, Tian.
No.
No?
No.
What, any area in particular? Share as little or as much as you like.
I thought I was going to lose a little bit more body fat, but mm-hmm. I also did put on muscle, so it kind of left and then sort of came back. So it wasn't, I guess I lost 3.5 to 4 kilos overall, but then I also built that back in muscle, so...
That's huge, though. Like, that's a huge conversion for such a short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So I was kind of a bit devastated, but then I was like, oh, no, I got to remember I built a back and muscle. It's not all bad. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The scales can be scary like that, you know, or frustrating like that.
Yeah.
Because I often find that, too. I'll look at the scales and I'll weigh more after a weights day or, like, after I've been going hard on weights. And I was like, no, I'm supposed to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. But amazing. Anything else surprise you or any other takeaways from your scans?
Probably I think my muscle mass from my beginning to end only I think it was skeletal muscle mass. I think it's different to the other muscle mass that was on there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't ask questions.
Yeah.
But it was kind of plateaued the same. I was like, oh, interesting. And then Jay explained it to me and I was like, okay, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, great.
Sort of stabilized, so that's fine.
Amazing. All right. Says, what about you? Body scans, happy?
Yeah, I was pretty happy. I ended up losing 4.3 kilos.
Wow,
so I was
well
pretty happy
done.
With that. I reckon I could have done a lot better.
But I don't know. You were in there every day.
I did live on chocolate for the last 2 to 3 weeks.
It's been Easter. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, Trudy just said too, like everybody's really hard on themselves, but it is so massive achievement after the 8 weeks.
Absolutely.
Like, that's really, really insane. It's awesome.
Yeah, 4.5 kilos is incredible.
I did get a compliment from my sister this morning. She noticed my abs.
Did she?
Yeah, that gave me motivation to keep going.
That's amazing.
Someone had noticed my abs.
I can see it from here, Trudes. Packing a six-pack.
Oh, I wish.
And Trudy, thoughts on your body scans?
I would have liked to have lost 4 kilo the first 4 weeks.
Wow.
And this last 4 weeks I only got up to, I think it was 2.7 or something like that. Still a massive, not quite 7 kilo, but I've got
that's
a lot.
Awesome. That is amazing.
Wow. I've got a lot to lose, though, not compared to these girls. So, but same as T said, that we lost a lot of the fat, but it's been built up in muscle,
mm-hmm.
and it's the body fat mm-hmm. that I'm losing.
Yeah. Yeah,
but just being stronger.
Yeah,
yeah. I've already won.
Aww.
I already won this
so
competition.
Wholesome.
I really have. You've no idea, guys. I get teary when I think about it and emotional because I've got a new life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trudy came to our 9 o'clock session yesterday.
Did she?
And yeah, aww. So she's carrying on her membership as well as
yay,
I am.
Yep, yep. Great. No, will you come to more 9 o'clock sessions?
I can't. Well, tell them to give me more time off at work.
Okay.
Excuse me. Work. Give me more time off. I need to be at the 9 o'clock session.
Yes, absolutely. We need you there. Oh, well, that's so amazing to hear. You know, words of advice that you have for anyone else looking to do this, because people might be listening now thinking, you know, I've always wanted to do an 8-week challenge.
Speak to the gen that you're from. So, because that's why we've got each of you in and to represent Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z. Tian, start all the youngins out there. What are you going to say?
Just get in and do it. I didn't think I'd be able to get through the whole 8 weeks. I thought for sure I'd drop off, but I guess with especially the community down at BFT, they're so supportive, so welcoming, and I just wanted to go because that's how the energy is there, and it was so great. So if you see a BFT challenge come up again, definitely sign up and go there.
Love it.
Well, beautiful. Says?
I'm going to carry on after this 8-week challenge and just keep going and try smashing my goals.
Yeah.
Even if it takes me all year to do it. But it's good to have my body moving again.
Mm-hmm.
And as Tian said, the community is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the trainers.
Is it difficult? I mean, it's going to be, it sounds stupid coming from a guy, but you've just had your second kid. Yeah. Was it tough to get back in there? And do you think that's like a new mum thing? Is people will often, like the new mum will go, oh, that might not be for me anymore? And yeah. Is that a kind of a stigma that you've broken?
I guess it depends on what you did before you had children as well. So I've always been into fitness. It's been my whole life. But I don't think it's that hard to get back into. I guess stepping foot into the gym the first time again is hard. But once you go the first time.
Trudy's collapsing with that news.
Once you go the first time, you just keep going. I think it's just trying to get your foot in the door first.
Yeah.
It's the hardest part.
Starting's always the hardest, right?
Yeah. I love it.
I mean,
walking in the door.
Walking in the door.
Is the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. I've got a goal already. I've talked to the girls in there. I've got November.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be at least another 15, if not more kilo down. Yeah. And I will do it.
Absolutely, you will.
So I'll be back to basically what I was most of my life.
Yeah.
I was fit most of my life until I got unwell.
Yeah.
And then sat still. So my advice to people my age is don't sit still.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
stop. Just mm-hmm. keep, you know, whatever you've got to do, throw it out there and keep moving, because it definitely makes a difference. Mm.
And
massive
there is,
difference.
There's so much science out there to say that's the truth. You know, like the older you get, the longer you keep moving, the longer you'll be able to keep moving, you know?
Yeah. It's not hard. I mean, 7 weeks for me it was.
Mm-hmm.
7 weeks. In 7 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
7 kilo and I got my life back. I can skip with a skipping rope.
Yeah, you can.
Come on.
Have you thrown a punch in the beast mode boxing class yet?
Yes.
She did it.
Woohoo.
Last
yes,
time we had
I
you
did.
In here, you were like, nope, I'm a pacifist. I will not punch.
I did actually throw a few fists in there and a couple of kicks, and Jay, I think it was Jay, did it with me.
Mm.
Yeah, and so she's so tiny. And she's like, come here.
Oh, like a pick on you.
Well, 2 or 3 months ago, we had this crazy idea. It's an experiment. It was a generational transformation. Tian, Sarah, Trudy, we're all so proud of you. So many generations listening to this. Hopefully can use this as inspiration moving forward as well. We've loved meeting you, following your journey, and all the best for what's next.
Thank you.
See
Love
you
meeting
the...
you guys too.
Oh,
see
you. Are we all coming to the end of challenge party on Saturday?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's
Generation
Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade, Maroochydore.